Hello. Hi. My name is Alex of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So, to begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in which county do you currently reside? Your county, sorry.
Our county, Cameron.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself being male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. So, let's begin with the survey. Thank you for giving me a little few minutes of your time. I will begin with the first question. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Republicans, Democrats, or do you vote independent of party?
I vote independent of party.
Okay, thank you so much. Also, you vote for the person and not one of the major parties. When you have to choose between two candidates of whom you knew a little about, how you tend to vote for the Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate?
I've tended to vote Republican.
Republican, thank you. Next question. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general election for President and Congress.
10 is for very interested, right?
Right.
Yes, so 10.
Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next question. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. Next. Now I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, of a strong negative opinion of them. If you don't recognize the name, just tell me so. Okay?
Yes.
The first one is former President Donald Trump.
Very negative.
Okay, thank you. Strong negative. Next one. The Republican Party.
Them in general right now?
Yes.
Strongly negative.
Thank you. Next one. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Oh, very negative. Strongly negative.
Thank you. Next one is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Positive.
Positive. Somewhat positive or strong positive?
Strong positive.
Thank you so much. Next one. The Democratic Party.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Next one is Republican candidate for the state senate, Adam Hinojosa. If you don't have
negative.
An opinion, okay, somewhat negative. If you also don't have an opinion, you can tell me so.
Next one. I don't have an opinion of Hinojosa very much.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
I don't have an opinion on him.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is the state senator, Morgan Lamantia.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, thank you so much. We have a couple of questions more. Remember, the European is very important for us, and I'm very glad that you're helping me to answer this survey. So next question. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, or Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Thank you so much. Next one. If the election for United States Senate was held today, and you have to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? 1. Colin Allred, the Democrat. 2. Ted Brown, the Libertarian. And 3. Ted Cruz, the Republican.
Colin Allred.
Colin. Okay. Colin Allred. Yeah, next one. For which one of the following candidates will you vote in the election for a state senate from this part of Texas? 1. Morgan Lamantia, the Democrat. 2. Robin Vargas, Green Party. And 3. Adam Hinojosa, the Republican.
Lamantia.
Lamantia, thank you. And do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as a Texas senate? A state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
No, I think she's done a good job.
She's done a good job. Okay, thank you. Next one. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
Somewhat likely to vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Very unlikely to vote for him.
Okay, much less likely. Thank you. Next one.
Yeah.
Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing aiding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
Could you repeat that again?
Yeah, don't worry. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing aiding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
If that were true, it would make me not likely to vote for her.
Okay, not likely to vote for her. Somewhat less likely, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
To do what to property taxes?
He will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
To good property taxes?
To cut.
Cut
them off.
To cut. Oh, to cut. To yeah. Cut property taxes. I don't think it would.
If it doesn't make a difference.
It would. If it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, thank you. Don't worry. Thank you for your opinion. Next one. Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will make freedoms away from Texans.
That makes me more likely to vote for her.
Okay, much more likely. Thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia opposes making voter fraud to a felony-level crime.
That makes me more likely to vote for her.
More likely. Thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Much less likely to vote. for him.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group.
That's not even true, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay, no difference or issue. Remember that this is not my opinion. I'm just reading the statement.
Oh, no, I know. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know. So let's move forward to the next one. Yeah. Next one. Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
More likely to vote for her.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, no difference. Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
Less likely.
Less likely. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yeah, don't worry. Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
My gosh, it's not even true, but that would make me more likely to vote for her.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
That would make me likely to vote for him.
Okay, somewhat more likely.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just about to finish. Allow me just a few minutes of your time. Of course, remember that all your answers are very helpful for us. So let's move forward. According to News's County Records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls in his restaurant.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Yeah. Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
Much more likely to vote for her.
Thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Oh my gosh. More likely to vote for her.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Yes.
Much. Okay, thank you. Next one. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Yeah, don't worry. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend to college.
Likely, more likely to vote for him.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. That's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mother and children.
More likely to vote for him.
More likely. Thank you. Next one. Morgan Lementia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a chartered school.
Oh, not likely to vote for her if she did that. Oh, wait, she opposes that?
And yeah, like if she opposed that?
Oh, yeah, then more likely to vote for her.
More likely. Thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Oh, much less likely to vote for him.
Less likely. Thank you. We have a couple more. Morgan Lementia opposes removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Wait, could you repeat that?
Yeah. Morgan Lementia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, don't worry. I will read it to you one more time. Morgan Lementia opposed removing judges who do not follow...
Oh, removing the judges. Moving judges,
and then? Yeah. We do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Somewhat less likely to vote for them.
Okay, thank you. We have three more of this part of the survey. Next one. Morgan Lementia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Less likely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat less likely, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Morgan Lementia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Less likely to vote for her.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat less likely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. And now, Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator. And today, he operates a small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have a couple of questions. We finish it with the statement. And I understand that this is taking too long, but remember that I appreciate your time. Next one. Having heard more about it, for which one of the following candidates will you vote for a state senate? Morgan Lementia, Robin Vargas, Adam Hinojosa, or on
Morgan Lementia. Morgan Lementia.
Okay. Now, just a few questions to make sure a representative sample is of voters. In what year were you born?
1974.
1974. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And give me one moment. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or... Oh, you mentioned in Hispano-Latino, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you prefer to get most of your political news and information in... I'm going to read you the choices. One, from blogs and emails. Two, from local TV news. Three, from news sites on the internet, 4, from the newspaper, 5, from social media, and 6, from cable news networks.
Cable news networks.
Thank you. And which of those is your next most preferred source? 1, blogs and emails, 2, local TV news, 3, news sites on the internet, 4, the newspaper, and 5, social media.
local news.
Local TV news. Thank you. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or English?
English.
English. Thank you. And which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? One, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu. Two, satellite dish or DirecTV. Three, streaming over the internet without commercials. Four, local cable system. Or five, through an antenna.
The streaming services.
Streaming services.
Yeah, if I watch TV, I watch that. Unless it's
okay. Okay, thank you. Next one. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Satellite dish or DirecTV, streaming over the internet without commercials, local cable system, or through an antenna?
Local cable.
Local cable, thank you. And do you have an Instagram account?
An Instagram?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
And a YouTube account?
No.
No, okay. A Facebook account?
Yes.
A Twitter or X account?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And the last question is, which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? One, abortion should be legal for any reasons and any time during a woman's pregnancy. Two, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Three, abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. And four, abortion should never be legal.
Two.
The two. For any reason during the first 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I'm really glad that you helped me to complete this survey, and I hope that you have a great day. Great day, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you to you. Bye-bye.